He went to Paris looking for answers, questions that bothered him so. He was impressive, young and aggressive, saving the world on his own. The warm summer breezes, the French wines and cheeses put his ambition to death. Summers and winters scattered like splinters, and 4 or 5 years slipped away. Then he went to England, played the piano, married an actress named Kate. They had a fine life, she was a good wife, bore him a young son named Jim. And all of the answers and all the questions he locked in his attic one day. 'Cause he liked the quiet, clean country living, 20 more years slipped away. Well, the war took his baby, the bombs killed his lady, and left him with only one eye. His body was battered, his whole world was shattered, and all he could do was just cry. While the tears were falling, he was calling answers he never found. So he hopped on a freighter, skidded the ocean, and left England without a sound. Now he lives in the island, fishes the pilot, drinks that green label each day, writing his memoir, losing his hearing, but he don't care what most people say. 'Cause through 86 years of perpetual motion, if he likes you, he'll smile and say, Jimmy, some of it's magic, some of it tragic, but I had a good life. Oh, yeah. He went to Paris looking for answers to questions that bothered him so.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup, mes amis. Okay. Well.